This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Thursday, January 4th. God's word for you today is in it. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yesterday, we began to look at the first of three reasons why people do not see and experience the full spectrum of Zozo. And the first reason is ignorance. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18 says, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their hearts. Hardening of hearts brings about spiritual blindness, which in turn brings about ignorance. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Interestingly, God did not even deny the people because of their ignorance. God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You will not be destroyed because you will have knowledge in the mighty name of Jesus. Ignorance is one major thing that keeps the reality of Zozo out of people's lives. Why should a Christian be sleeping and something is pressing him or her down? It should never happen. If you come into light, you should never sleep, and a force is about to molest you. It is an insult. Remember, to explain this, we came from the point of justice and not mercy. It is unjust to pay for the same sin twice. If it is in the package, then it belongs to you. Guess what? It is in the package, so it belongs to you. Wholeness belongs to you. Freedom belongs to you. Light belongs to you. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 2 says, enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. I want to challenge you to sit down with these truths in God's word and wrestle with them. The entrance of God's word will always bring light. Always. The second reason why people do not see and experience the full spectrum of Zozo in their lives is brokenness. The world is a broken place. The ideal situation was the Garden of Eden. The spiritual enforcement of that ideal is our constant battle on earth until Jesus comes. And because of the brokenness in the world, we have great grandfathers doing things that affect fathers and affect children. That brokenness from great grandfathers moves to grandfathers, then to father, and now the son is struggling. When we understand and come to this realization, we can stand and actually break it. The negative pattern can end without touching you and your generation, and downward are free from it. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 29 says, in those days, people will no longer say, the parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. What day is this scripture referring to? The days of Christ, when we have the fullness of salvation, Zozo available. Let us pray. Father, because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross, I will operate in the full spectrum of Zozo, and every negative generational pattern ends now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.